Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I talked about this 2 weeks ago when Obama was in town. And I talked about it again yesterday because a pretty big city in Washington State is saying they're not going to pay the $30,000+ per leg of Obama's fundraising trips up there. Well, now the headline at drudgereport.com, Hollywood horror, Obama motorcade traps pregnant woman in labor. Now, look, Obama could openly fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS and IS, Islamic State, to run around and murder 300,000 Christians. Nobody cares. And Obama could shut down most of our power plants and double electricity prices. People don't care. And Obama can sign laws that bankrupt almost all U.S. businesses that aren't exempt from Obamacare, and the general public just can't really see it. But you keep a woman having a baby from being able to go to the hospital. Oh, my goodness, it's for the children. Just like they're using a bunch of teenagers as the face of the border being dissolved, the North American Union. Well, it's children. I mean, we've got to let millions more in. It's for the children. Well, wait, Obama and the motorcade, NBC News local, woman in labor unable to cross street to hospital because of Obama motorcade. And listen, here's the issue. When he came to Austin a few weeks ago, I was watching it when his motorcade began at like 7:45 in the morning. He was downtown. I was watching the live news feeds, had all the traffic cams tied into it, so they were showing it. And they shut down most of downtown, and then he drives down I-35, and they shut the thing down in North Austin, all the way to South Austin, for 2 hours. For close to 2 hours, like an hour and 45 minutes, because I was driving to work and watched the tail end. At like 9:45, and this started before 8, and the last motorcycles were there, and they still had cops blocking entrance ramps, and I had to drive around it to get to work. So maybe it was more than 2 hours. I'm being conservative. That is crazy. That is crazy. I-35 is already from 7 in the morning till 9:30 in the morning, 2-mile-an-hour traffic on average. I mean, it's just a nightmare when you're downtown. As far north as Georgetown sometimes, it just snarls. Same thing in the afternoon. 3:30 to about 6:30, you just better avoid it. And it caused traffic shutdowns all over the place. Cars overheating, things breaking down. And again, we've got all this other tyranny going on. But when people see scores of federal helicopters and police helicopters and everyone grandstanding for some nobody to go to Robert Rodriguez's house and collect, you know, $30,000 a plate donations. It's disgusting. We're sick of it. You already suck off of us. You got your red carpets, your Air Force One, all of it. People are tired of it. Chinese communist presidents don't act like this. Vladimir Putin doesn't act like this. He'll have about 5 cars on each end of them. They'll have different routes and maybe a helicopter above. Or he'll fly around by helicopter. Again, American presidents didn't used to act like this unless it was an inauguration or something. They did it as a big stunt. This started back in the days of Woodrow Wilson and people. They would have these trains would go through the countryside. And then the president would stop at train stations that were already like Grand Central Station full of people. And everybody would wave at him. They would take shots for the newspapers. That was all Edward Bernays, the propagandist, saying, make them like theater stars. Then later, make them like Hollywood stars. Listen, Obama isn't our Hollywood star. And I'm sick of him. And I don't like 2 hours of a highway shutdown for him. And people are starting to get it and resonate. And it's stuff like this, sentimental, superficial stuff, that'll bring this scum down. I'm telling you, we're sick of an imperial president. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Boys, running wild in the streets. That's the tyranny of government. For every globalist, every scammer who is in the political system is given a free pass to engage in any type of activity they'd like. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, Worldwide Edition, the 24th day of July, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have several guests joining us on the broadcast today. Dr. Steve Pachinik will be popping in for 30 minutes to give us his take on the airliner shoot down, what's happening in Gaza, what's happening with ISIS and IS, as it's now known, in the Middle East, and a lot more. And then coming back for a second visit, he was on with us about 3 weeks ago, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who heads up one of the departments at UC Davis, is an expert on government propaganda and sociology, psychology, advertising, saying that it is a premeditated plan to basically create a political underclass and implode the country into serfdom, opening up the borders. He's going to join us with the latest developments and the aftermath of him going public on this broadcast. So that is coming up today. I also want to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours of this Thursday edition and go through all of the different news stories. Now, continuing here, here is the story that I want to get to first because it illustrates so many different angles that we're looking at. NBC News local out of Southern California, woman in labor, unable to cross the street to hospital because of Obama motorcade, had to sit there for a long period of time, I guess, as her water poured out on the street. And it was the image of the police with the yellow tape and coming up and getting in reporters and camera people's faces because their God was driving by. And it's just the idea that the entire road was shut down for a long period of time while His Imperial Highness drove by, going to different parts of Los Angeles, shutting down traffic for long periods of time while they were basically busy going around collecting money from members of the Hollywood elite. Now, again, there's a lot of huge news going on worldwide. Potential expansion of war with Russia, proxy wars, devaluing dollar, countries leaving the dollar, the BRICS agreements that they're now talking about Germany may join, huge border collapsing, depressionary spikes, so many issues. But this is the type of thing that can really get people thinking, why does this guy or any other president have red carpets? Why do they have Air Force One? Why do members of Congress have jets now, like Nancy Pelosi and others, and the Speaker of the House, Boehner? Why do we have an imperial government that treats us like total garbage, that lives behind fences and have armed bodyguards? But then that same government is lobbying to disarm the American people in the poorest areas of this country. They are expanding the fleet of congressional jets. They've just spent another $550 million, according to the Wall Street Journal, to buy some new jets for themselves this year. And some of them are large type aircraft like Air Force One. And again, it's all part of them being the new elite, the Hollywoodization of the politicians. They've always said that politics is show business for ugly people. Well, it's worse than that. You have the merger of Hollywood entertainment with the imperial presidency, and that's been going on in the last 20 years really bad. It goes back to Jack Kennedy, so you say 40, 50 years, but it's been accelerating the last 20 years or so. To the point now where you see Obama in movies. Almost every movie I go see now, Obama's in it. If it's a cop movie or an adventure movie or a sci-fi movie, there's Obama in it, shooting fake newscasts for the film. I mean, just a few years ago, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't be in movies because of the law in California? That you can't make money off films and things when you're part of the state film initiative program? If you study the old Soviet Union and the Nazis, for that matter, Hitler was obsessed with controlling German Hollywood and making the stars come and have sex with him if they wanted to keep being in the films. And Joseph Goebbels and what they wanted inserted, and J. Edgar Hoover trying to control Hollywood and television and cop shows, and the Pentagon involved manipulating it. This has been going on for a long time. But what it's about is your local mayor going and voting to spend hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to pay for Ecclestone to have his Formula One track paid for and be given tax exemption so the mayor can go and be in the box each time and fly around on helicopters with the Formula One owners and rub shoulders with Hollywood people that are all paid to basically come to the event. So they can control the local government. It's all a big vanity fair, all a bunch of narcissistic, mentally ill people. mean, we've all seen the mothers that will put their children in these beauty pageants or in these dancing classes so they'll go perform. And it's not about the kids being in a beauty pageant or a talent show or being models. It's about the moms putting on 20 layers of makeup and lipstick and going and imagining narcissistically that they're these big stars. Because Hollywood and television has created the illusion that you aren't anybody if you're not in show business. And so many people that are anchormen and women, so many newscasters, so many media people only get in to the media because they want to be stars. And I've been inside of this now for 20 years and I've seen it. I've seen it in the Liberty Movement where I would say it's got to be 80% of the people that get involved in it to be radio hosts or to make films are doing it to be big stars themselves and are violently jealous of anyone and everyone else in the movement and can work with no one because they're constantly trying to undermine everybody else because they're so narcissistic and so mentally ill. And then they will accuse you of undermining them while all they do in truth, when you know the inside baseball, is undermine others. Again, it's a manifestation of that. I got involved in media because they were trying to ban guns and private sale of guns and junior, you know, shooting groups under the age of 18. And because they were taking farmers and ranchers land without just compensation and giving it to environmental mafia front groups for development. I got involved because my grandfather was told to clean out the city creek behind his house, even though it wasn't his property. They started giving him $2,000 a day fines. And I had to go prove in court and the rest of it that it was a fraud. I got involved because I don't like being pushed around. I got involved because I was so disgusted by the political class and the wannabe media class and all the people trying to act like they've arrived and act like they're somebody and act like they know everything when the average person in media is a mentally ill, scared narcissist who is living in a poser fantasy land. And that goes for mainstream media, dinosaur media, alternative media, new media, you name it. The mark of real media is that you promote stories and ideas and culture and information that's positive and truthful. And you work with others who have that same goal in mind because that's the big brass ring. That's the goal. Don't let them confiscate the guns. Don't let them implode the borders. Don't let them take all the private property. Don't let George Soros and Warren Buffett lobby for higher taxes on middle class when they're almost completely tax exempt and help write the laws to make themselves exempt. Expose the fraud. Don't let them shut off our power plants. Don't let them ship our jobs overseas. Shop at the farmers market. Stand up for the Amish being SWAT team for selling cheese to their neighbors. Stand up for the mother having her two children taken with no due process for CPS because they want to sell them into the adoption market. Stand up against the Christians and Muslim minorities being slaughtered by ISIS. Who's going to stand up for them? Having empathy for other people, realizing that if you don't have empathy for the people in all these war-torn regions, if you don't understand what they're going through, the reason you have an instinct to care about them and to want it to stop and to not want to have it being done in your name is because subconsciously and at an ingrained DNA level, you know what comes around goes around, and you know subconsciously in your spirit, in your gut, that if you don't stand up for the innocents being killed, it'll end up happening to you and your innocence. You don't want that bad karma, or what you call you reap what you sow. You're God-fearing. What does God-fearing mean? It means you instinctively don't want to do bad, don't want to be involved in evil. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but your heart is right. Most people that are involved in different endeavors in government, period, are in it wholly to advance themselves personally, not realizing we've got to advance everybody in the final equation. Or we all fall. All right, I'm done talking about that, but all over the country. It's not just in Washington. Cities are now saying they're going to refuse to pay for Obama fundraising visit. That's spreading. We've got huge border news, huge Russian news, and more coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Our country is collapsing by design, and we've got the supposed commander-in-chief who's literally lowered our borders, funding al-Qaeda groups, shutting down our industries, devaluing our dollar, and he's running around shutting down highways in three or four cities a week, collecting money for the Democratic Party when he's not even running for re-election. While Dinesh D'Souza is facing prison time for getting five of his friends to donate money, which isn't even illegal. according to lawyers I've talked to. And while they're persecuting the Tea Party, gun owners, 501c3 groups that don't play ball, to intimidate all the other churches to say nothing and go along. And again, if your preacher isn't speaking out against this, then A, they don't know what the First Amendment's about. They've been intimidated. And B, they're a bunch of narcissistic Pharisee glitter bugs who aren't doing anything to try to change the world. They might as well go hang out with Benny Hinn. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've never talked about this on air, and I haven't read this in decades. But when I describe being God-fearing, it isn't like some type of servitude or slavery. It's like not wanting to do something bad in front of your elderly grandmother. It's wanting to be a good person, not wanting to be separated from the spirit of goodness. That's how I've always described it. And I was probably going subconsciously from reading the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit when I was a child. But Chris Jordan brought this into me, and it describes it absolutely perfectly. Fear of the Lord, wonder and awe with the gift of fear of the Lord, we are aware of the glory and majesty of God. A person with wonder and awe knows that God is the perfection of all we desire. Perfect knowledge, perfect goodness, perfect power, perfect love. The gift is described as a fear of separating oneself from God. He describes the gift as a fear, like a child's fear of offending his father rather than servile fear. This is a fear of punishment. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I think that says it perfectly. And even if you don't believe in God, folks, I have a fear of peeing in a public pool. Not that I'm going to be caught. I was in a public pool with my kids just the other day and jump in. And I'm thinking, man, it'd be easy to pee in the pool. And I said, no, I'm going to get up and walk the 100, 200 yards to the bathroom. And I'm going to go to the bathroom there. And of course, I'm not being juvenile here telling the story. You've all done it. You look at most people, they're not getting up to go to the bathroom, folks. The point is, I don't want to swim around everybody's urine. And I know people are already doing it, but I'm not going to contribute to it. Now, a lot of you say, oh, I go ahead and pee in the public pool. And a lot of you out there know you do it. The point is that why don't you just crap in the pool then? Oh, well, you know, that would be really gross, wouldn't it? And everybody might see you then. Well, it's the same thing about committing crime or the same thing being corrupt or the same thing giving in to the New World Order. If you feel first you pee in the pool, well, next you're doing number two in the pool. And again, I don't usually use gross analogies, but it's the best analogy I've got. What if everybody went to public pools? Let's say Barton Springs. That's where I was at. Big natural spring-fed pool. I like to go there in the morning when it's not full of people peeing in it. But the point is that they've done studies on these so-called environmentalists where they're six times more likely, government study in Canada last year, to steal. There was another study out just last week out of England where leftists are more apt to steal and lie and cheat. And I'm not saying all environmentalists aren't real environmentalists. I'm a real environmentalist, a conservationist. But the establishment fake leftists, there it is, London Guardian, how going green may make you mean. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal. Another study. There's a whole bunch of them. That's London Guardian. EPA memo to employees, please stop pooping in the hallway. People say, well, why would they poop in the hallway? The toilet wasn't broken. It's fun for a leftist to poop in the hallway. I'm trying to explain this to people. I've studied them.
That's the Environmental Protection Agency, pooping in the hallway.
Well, if you read the full report, it's pooping at their desk as well, or pooping on other people's desk. And I'm not trying to be juvenile here, folks. This is what happens to a society in decline. The Japanese have always been known as the cleanest people in the world and into being honorable people. So how do the young people rebel now? They wear adult diapers and poop on themselves. That describes a nihilistic society at the edge of a cliff. Who've been given so much power like spoiled kids, they don't care anymore. Except these spoiled kids want to run our lives and start World War III. They are mentally ill fascists is what they are. We're going to talk about them when we come back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Okay, stay with us.
We're on the march.
Follow us on Twitter and Real Alex Jones, folks.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now. And you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Let me do this without getting stuck on one article. Let me try to go through basically most of the top stories before our guests start coming on. And I want to open the phones up specifically. Are you sick of more and more checkpoints, more and more highways shut down, not just when Obama comes through town, but when the Speaker of the House comes through town, when the governor comes through town? One time they shut down a bunch of roads when Vicente Fox came to town and had a parade of motorcycles for the criminal Mexican president. And I went out there and bullhorned him at point blank range, and the state police refused to arrest me because they'd lost lawsuits over it. Whenever I bullhorned at the gate and shut down the press conference of Vicente Fox, calling him a narcotics trafficker because he's clearly connected to groups that have been caught doing that. That video, by the way, is on YouTube somewhere. It's actually in my film, The Battle for the Republic, the short film, the extra to the DVD film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Now, before I go any further, without further ado, Let's go ahead and start into the news here. The news I haven't gotten to yet that is so important. I'm just going to read you these headlines from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then when I get to the end of these six or seven stacks, I'm going to get to the top story that illustrates just how much trouble we're in. Feds urging paramedics and firefighters to help find extremists. And extremists are gun owners, veterans, people that don't like the government. They're actually telling them that that's basically a sign of terrorism. And so now they're spying on you when they're in your house. And, of course, now when you go to get health care done, they ask you if you have guns and won't render care till you answer under penalty of perjury. And they put that into a health department federal database. And they take your children into a room alone nationwide now, even if you have your own insurance or paying cash, and interrogate your children. Welcome to East Germany in 1962. And remember, it's not angels running all this. The average do-gooder doctor or whatever is putting you into a system where you are absolutely going to have your rights destroyed. You will be targeted. If you're a 15-year-old MS-13 gangbanger that came out in the news that kills a cop, you're going to be fine. They just waive all the child welfare laws for that. That doesn't matter. It's about you being targeted if you're an American. I don't care what color you are. So that article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting to it. Border Patrol agents, UN taking control of America's southern border. This story broke yesterday as the broadcast ended under the pretense of stabilizing and labeling them refugees, illegals refugees. The UN personnel are now working with DHS to ship MS-13 gang members into the U.S., says agent. And we have the same sources, and there's also another group of journalists that have got other sources saying the same thing. The UN's on record down there with observers. There have been UN observers on the Arizona-Mexican border for at least 5 years. Now they're in Tejas. And our own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, down there on the Arizona border yesterday, the video's up on Infowars.com, walked right across where there was a drug shipping house and went right through. I didn't tell him to do this, not just because I want liability protection, but I don't want him to get hurt. I don't even know if Biggs probably should have done this. He went right into the drug smuggling route area, went through the openings in the fence, and went and bought a taco. We're going to get him on the show. In fact, we'll probably get him on today. I love how he's wearing his Army uniform while he's out there. He's in the air right now. I guess they're flying to South Texas. All right, well, let's get him on tomorrow to get a breakdown of all this. So, reporter goes through open fence in Arizona, buys taco in Mexico, returns. And then shot video from the Mexican side. There's the headline. Reporter enters Mexico via fence opening to illustrate border collapse. Pretty ridiculous how open the border is. Continuing, a human trafficker attacks South Texas game warden. Orchestrated border implosion encourages criminals to engage in risky illegal business. They're shooting at people, stabbing them, attacking them. And when border agents fight back and shoot back, they get indicted by the Justice Department. So now they just run. Here's another one. GOP in the House. Send National Guard speed removals. Rebuke of Obama's proposed solution to crisis on the southern border. Obama came out in Reuters today and said he's dispatching a team from the Justice Department and the Pentagon with a major general down to the Texas border to decide if National Guard need to be there to, quote, aid the refugees. And I told you where this was going on Monday when Rick Perry announced that he was going to send 1,000 National Guard down there. It doesn't matter because the guard are going to hand the people over to ICE that then gives them a green card and buses them wherever they want to go on Greyhound. What has the Border Patrol head said and the former head and the head of the union, the head of the retiree union? They've all said, quote, they're facilitating the end of the smuggling cycle. They have collapsed the border. They have ended the border. It's asymmetrical warfare. Those are all quotes, precise quotes you just heard. Precision, total asymmetric warfare carried out perfectly. That's a quote. Carried out perfectly. Yeah, Obama's not a buffoon.
We'd prefer not to. We'd let law enforcement officials do that. So we're going to deter by being present and fully visible. And then we're going to refer anybody who comes our way to law enforcement. DPS will be close by.
To then hand them over to the feds, who will then bus them into the country. And I'm not saying that the general that's over the State Guard is bad or over the National Guard in Texas. Let's put him back up on screen. I'll give folks his name. I'm not saying maybe Rick Perry means well. I'm not, but I know what the end solution is here for Obama. That's just in the borders. That's Major General John Nichols, Texas Adjunct General. So that's the two-star general here over Texas. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Army and the National Guard, the Army's not supposed to be running around in Indiana running checkpoints with guns. That's totally illegal, but it's going on. Regular Army. You know where the regular Army could be with Abrams tanks and helicopters? The border. That's what an Army's supposedly for. It's not to run around and arm Al-Qaeda. But, of course, it's not there. They will and by the way, 911 calls are at record levels of the illegal aliens. See, that committed a thought crime right there. That's what I'm called in Mexico. I'll call it that here. That's the term worldwide. They call the police with their cell phones to get picked up and taken and then given to ICE and then to get three hots and a cot and a bus ticket. You want to go to New York? Want to go to Indianapolis? Want to go to Seattle? Want to go to Dallas? Want to go to Albuquerque? Want to go to Sioux Falls? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Anywhere they want, vouchers with Greyhound. I can't get that. Again, this is a joke, people. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So all this is more nannies. Why don't we put the big red one? Why don't we put the regular Army brigades that are training to take on the Tea Party? What do you expect a military training to take on the Tea Party publicly? Their main mission to crush gun owners. What would be their other mission? Bussing the illegals in. I mean, just that's what it is. Well, they got the Army down there, the National Guard. They'll fix it. No, they won't. They will deliver them to ICE run by Obama. House GOP and National Guard speed removals. You can't because ICE is in control and the criminal president won't let the military do their job. I'll tell you who's going to be arresting you if you go over the Mexican border and who's going to take you to a slave pit to then get your ID number and suck money out of your family. It's going to be Mexican Army. But that's okay. There won't be any news reports about them knocking your teeth out or extorting $100,000 over a year out of your family when you come back with dysentery or maybe die. There won't be any newscasts about how you were beaten to death, especially if you're a gringo. No, 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 no. There won't be any of that because you don't count. By the way, they beat Mexican-Americans, black Americans to death as well. I mean, Mexico is a hellish place now, especially in the north. Well, Raza's CEO chants USA, USA made me angry in an interview. So see, just hearing USA is bad. I agree. Don't wear your American flags. Run up white flags. Abroad, the beast migrants fear Texas crackdown after Perry sends troops to the border. Texas Governor AFP reports Rick Perry's plan to send troops to reinforce Mexican border was enough to deter Salvadoran couple Edwin and Sandra, who decided to make a difficult trek through Mexico instead. The young couple, who are expected a baby in 6 months, are crossing the Mexico aboard an infamous freight train known as the Beast, which tens of thousands of Latin Americans hop on each year. Carrying two small backpacks, the pair had jumped off the Beast, actually a network of trains crossing Mexico from the south to the north, and say they'll now, I guess, try to get up here some other way. Because, hey, what do? You get pregnant, and then you go through Mexico, and you make the little payoffs on the way, and then you get here, and you're given a voter ID card and a driver's license, and then you vote to make me your slave. It's a very easy equation. Carrying two small backpacks, the pair had jumped off the Beast, actually a network of trains crossing Mexico from south to north, to stop for the night in Christ the King, a shelter in central Mexico town that provides rooms to migrants hoping to sneak in the United States. Isn't that just special? Guaranteed Ford Foundation, U.S. government funded or church funded. The couple had been on the road for 18 days since leaving El Salvador, but they heard the news about presidential prospect Perry's move to send 100,000, or excuse me, I had a Freudian slip, 1,000 National Guard reservists to the already tightly guarded border. It's not tightly guarded. Listen to this bull. They decided to ditch their plan to cross at Eagle Pass, Texas, and take an 11-hour route. They're going to cross in New Mexico, they go on to say. And again, I'm not against these desperate people. I feel sad for them. But let me tell you, they're being brought in to crush this country and bring down the borders and will vote to take my guns and will vote to make me a slave. I was talking to a rock star who pays about 80% of his money in taxes one way or another. That's why a lot of rock stars and people just have stopped touring because they can't even make money. And folks tell them, well, 80% that you're paying, like that golfer out in California who complained and had to apologize, he's paying like 75%. 80% ain't enough. Now, Nicholson, you need to pay 100 like the middle class does in France. 100%. I'm sick of this slavery, using our democratic system to bring in people to then vote to take my guns. And I told you this was coming. Again, General says guard to take observation role. We just played that clip, but they're going to observe and then help take the 911 calls to pick the people up in air-conditioned vans to take them to the Greyhound bus terminal. So, and, of course, to keep reporters from getting video of it. We've already had that go on. So that's what's happening. ICE has been begging for help, and sources say immigration agents believe the federal government is deliberately not giving them work. Yeah, they've been ordered to stand down. So that's a National Review article, and it's a whitewash. It's much worse than that. Pew Research report, nearly 90% of illegal immigrant children are teenagers. Migrant children are no-shows at Dallas immigration hearings. Dallas Morning News, oh my gosh, they get brought up there and get released out wherever they want. Oh, you're 11 years old. We'll just turn you over to some people you claim to your family. You're 14 years old. We're just going to... And there are no-shows. The youths were among 20 from Honduras in the first immigration hearing on the thousands that have been brought into Dallas from El Salvador and Guatemala. They were set to appear in federal immigration court Tuesday for initial deportation hearings, but they weren't there. They just didn't show up. They're part of 100,000 estimated to have come in this summer. Almost none show up. And that's the few that get given hearings. They're saying it's a 5-year waiting list, basically. Here's another article. Woman unwittingly fed sheltered MS-13 gang member. Yeah, right. Gang member receives handouts for attempting to proceed further inside the U.S. Attempting? And it's all part of destabilizing the whole country. And Democrats out there hate the Second Amendment and libertarians so much and want full political power, they are all licking their lips. Remember 6 months ago we had Veritas Project O'Keefe on, James O'Keefe, and he got clips in like 8 or 9 different areas in Texas where they openly are bragging, we're opening the borders, the state will be blue, we're taking over. And, I mean, it's an operation, period. And the mission is bankrupt the state, just like California, get those guns. And they'll get them. It's their country. And they're using desperate people that can't even use, you know, the political system, don't even understand it. And it's in every one of the clips, it was old white ladies up there just managing all, we're opening the borders. Just nothing but hardcore political opportunists who will get the political power out of this and manage the new political underclass. And that's the head of a major UC Davis department, Professor Hamamoto, who's been, you know, given Rockefeller Foundation awards and, you know, been part of that whole operation. An insider. That's what it is. And again, the Republican leadership won't say squat. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. Right into the bottom of the next hour, and we have a special guest joining us. This is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. I take it morning, noon, and evening. And everyone that sees me says, my gosh, you've lost weight. My gosh, you look better. And I already lost a lot of weight working out and taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com. Your purchase there supports the whole broadcast. But when I got on this Nationwide about 10, 11 months ago, and then now on the X2 from the crystal source that no one else has, the 7 to 12,000 foot, they corrected me, 200 million year old. They're not even sure, but it's purple pure crystals. It's just unbelievable how much stress I'm under, what I do, the amount of sleep I get. I could not have done it without the X2. And everyone else that takes it, you know, my office is just blown away by it. This is not hype. If you'll just purchase your first bottle of it for $29.95, it lasts a month. The recommended dosage is take the challenge. I'll be surprised if you aren't blown away. We've got super male vitality, and men, for your wives, girlfriends, the super female has been reported by friends, family. Shane Steiner's wife's going to come in and talk about it soon. It's just blown her away, and she already looks like a beauty queen. She's even more firm, lost more weight, looks younger. Shane says she's never looked better in the 10 years that they've been together. And I've known her for a long time, and I agree. The point is, Super Male Vitality, X2, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And get in on this.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man comes around.
When the man comes around. comes around.
We're going right to your phone calls. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all their different specials. They've got a lot of preparedness items, not just high-quality, non-GMO food. Great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. You're crazy if you don't start getting high-quality, storable foods in this destabilized world. And you're crazy, in my view, if you don't spread the word about this broadcast, the podcast, the free video feeds, everything that's at InfoWars.com. Because we're just telling it like it is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Erebus in Australia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for quite a while, been watching from the shadows, all that kind of stuff. I've noticed Australia has signed onto the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I do seem to recall a Some of Us petition, a whole lot of people throwing up a mad stink about it. And it does worry me. What does this mean for my country and the rest of the world that has signed those documents?
Well, our elites are so wonderful, and we're so free here in Western countries like Australia and the United States that there are 30 parts to that, and only a few of them have been leaked by Anonymous, which is probably Google, and that particular part of Anonymous. I'm not saying all of Anonymous is Google, but Google doesn't want internet restrictions yet because they're dominating the world right now with the free web. But insiders a few months ago leaked the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, but only the parts dealing with open web censorship, an end to free speech, web taxes, Chinese-style censorship. That's why the Chinese are signing on to it. We don't know what's in the other parts. They're reportedly even more nightmarish. But our president signed on to it. Your government's signing on to it, I know. And no one's allowed to know. Kind of like Bush signed on to the North American Union Agreement in 2005 at Baylor. There were photos of them signing the agreement, and they said it's secret. Well, we got part of it in the Banff Canada meeting a year later via lawsuits, and it said North American Union using border crises and other things to bring in a world government. So they have to create a North American Union, Asian Union, European Union, and then bilateral agreements merging those, and then they tell the public, go to hell, you can't see the agreement. Doesn't that sound like authoritarian, autocratic tyranny to you, brother?
It sounds like absolute corruption, and I'll have you know I'm the founder of a Sydney-based metal band called Deranged Humanity. Every lyric of ours is very much political. I think it's from one of our songs, Bleed Out Light to Black. There's a lyric where it's politicians waging war, bleeding out the foreign poor. Is this the way you wish to die, servants to the lie? And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
I mean, they just illegally spy on us. They just illegally put stuff in the vaccines. They illegally take blood at birth from Australia to here, all declassified for secret DNA databases. They just do whatever they want. It's a revolution by the political class and the corporate class against everybody. And they have us fighting over left, right, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. And again, it's a real fight because the Democrats in this country, and it's the same in Europe, have organized the minorities into a majority and have them trained on average to hate any liberty, associating it with white people. So it's a serious situation, and I don't know how to turn it around, but thank you for the call from Australia. Anything else? You want to take us out to break?
I'd love to say thank you for having me on, and it's been an honor talking to you.
Good talking to you. I want to go down under sometime. Second hour coming up. Your calls. A ton of news. I got through two stacks. It's pretty good. I got like six or seven more. And we got breaking news at InfoWars.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to make a very simple point about Russia at the start of the next segment. So remind me, guys, to do that. I don't want to go to calls right now. Continue with calls as well. I want to give you the latest Russia news. It's a big deal. Get into the latest economic news as well coming up briefly. But I'm going to quantify why I'm against starting a war with Russia. And it's a lot bigger than nuclear war, because I don't think that's a probability right now, but it is in the cards. I'll break it down coming up. Let's talk to Adam in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. First, I'd like to say thank you for all your hard work.
And please, don't thank me. Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
And the great products that you find for us. I just got another Longevity Health Start Pack, and I've been loving this stuff for months. I'm 40 years old, and I feel better than I did when I was 25.
Well, InfoWarsHealth.com, when you purchase the great products, they're discounted. That helps fund our operation, and they're great products, so thank you.
Absolutely. So you wanted to talk about checkpoints today. You know, I'm in Canada, and the funny thing is, when the checkpoints started up here, they started without any fanfare or backlash. It started with the DUI checkpoint, and then it was the seatbelt checkpoint, and then it was insurance checkpoint, and now it just seems like it's checkpoints for, you know, it's Tuesday. Let's have a checkpoint.
Yeah, well, Magna Carta bans checkpoints, and then it became our Bill of Rights, but you've got Magna Carta. And they're not supposed to do them, but they just do them. And it's, well, come on, guys. It's for your safety that we have checkpoints. Well, Soviet Russia had them. Nazi Germany had them. And our border is the only place that you can constitutionally have a checkpoint. And I've been mad at the Border Patrol because they've been directed for at least 6-7 years to only mess with citizens mainly. And they've admitted that, too. They've said, no, we're told to do busy work and, you know, mess with teenagers sneaking back pills from Mexico. But we're not supposed to mess with hardened criminals and illegals. And so, yeah, that's what's going on. So how are you liking those checkpoints?
Well, it's funny. I can avoid the checkpoints, you know, because I don't drive in the city. But, I mean, you can go just about anywhere out west in the prairies and walk into the United States completely unmolested. Like, nobody will see you. You're walking through a cornfield or a wheat field, and you're in the U.S., you know. So the idea that, you know, we're going to catch a whole bunch of bad guys on our city streets, but we're not going to protect our border, it's ridiculous. You know, we have an unprotected border of the United States because we've always felt that, you know, we're safe. We don't have to worry about bad things coming across from the U.S.
Ooh, that's a good point. I wanted to, what do you as a Canadian think about tens of millions of illegals set to pour in, 30 million already here, and the word is they're already going into Canada? I mean, this is incredible. I mean, I guess you want to live in Guatemala, right? Because that's where you're about to live.
Well, you know what? Out in Vancouver, there's a lot of South and Central Americans in Vancouver, illegals. They come up through the States. They come up to Canada. They go to Vancouver because it's got the nicest climate. I mean, the homeless shelters out there are just full of Guatemalans, San Salvadorians, I mean, it's just, and they get on the welfare rolls, and they are considered refugees up here, and we've been considering them refugees longer than the States have. So imagine, you know, it was hard to get by down in the States. Well, they just come up here because it was easier to get by in Canada.
Yeah, the socialists want that. And again, you're going to go bankrupt. It's a plan. It's not like we're trying to go down to Guatemala and help them get a good government and build them up. And then if people are skilled or whatever, let's folks come up here. It is a premeditated, hey, you're pregnant? You know what your plan is? Get pregnant and come to America. And then the left puts us in an impossible position. They go, then pay to abort them. And I'm like, no, I don't want to kill the Guatemalans. I just don't want them coming here to be exploited by you to vote to take my guns. Don't you understand? Shut up, racist. And I'm just done. I mean, it makes me want to throw up. I mean, Guatemala, folks, I've been there, is scary. I had family that lived there for a decade. I mean, I had two of my cousins separately kidnapped living down there, okay? That's how dangerous it is.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to break down the bottom line on Russia here in a minute, the latest, and then go to your phone calls. But first off, feds urge paramedics and firefighters to help find extremist Tea Partiers and call the police. So the secret police spy system's going into high gear. Islamic State orders female genital mutilation in Mosul. That will affect 4 million women who will have their sexual organ chopped off. But, of course, you won't hear the cause celeb Hollywood talking about that because the big globalist groups are funding ISIS. Islamic State going to mutilate 4 million women. Analysts, Germany secretly planning to join BRICS. That is a huge story. We're going to be breaking down the effect of that. Why is Walmart preparing for a major earthquake on the New Madrid fault line? They confirm they are preparing for a massive megaquake in the middle of the country as the super caldera in Colorado starts becoming more active. Is this why the plane was shot down? We're going to break that down in a minute. MH17. Now they have multiple sources and radar tracking. Looks conclusive that they had fighter jets shadowing it, not to intimidate it into the airspace, but to then bomb, thinking the rebels wouldn't fire on it. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But let's get into the Russian news right now. First off, the reason I'm for national sovereignty, even though most governments are pretty corrupt and bad, is the global corporate government is anti-free market, anti-human, technocratic, a scientific dictatorship in their own words, who want to fundamentally reduce population forcibly and bring in a global tyranny. So they are the most threatening, scientifically evil, anti-human elite the world has ever seen. I made a film about them. It's called Endgame. 8 years ago, it's evergreen today. If you want to understand their own quotes, what they plan to do since 1850, and how they rule the planet right now, pretty much. They're trying to mop up a few sectors they don't fully control. Russia, Iran, a few others. Is Iran good? No, their leadership's out of control in many cases. Is Russia good? No, their leadership is somewhat centralized, kleptocratic, strongman. Compared to the globalists, though, Russia is a totally different animal. Russia does not want to kill humanity. The Russian leadership does not want to exterminate their population. The Russian elite are totally different in a primitive, strongman, nationalistic model on record. That's what they are. And a nationalistic, strongman Russia that's free market is light years better than communism and light years better than Sovietism, Sovietization, and light year upon light year better than the globalist synthetic death. Now, that said, what are firewalls in a building or a ship? If there's a fire in the engine room, it's contained by big firewalls that can handle 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 degrees, so you don't get the whole ship sinking or the whole building burning down. That's what a firewall is. Or it's like a bulkhead in a ship. If water gets into one area, it can't flood all the bulkheads and compartments. So if you get a Hitler, he takes over a few countries but gets stopped by other nations, sometimes by bad nations like Russia at the time, run by Stalin. One evil fights another evil. The globalists want to bring down Russia. They've paid off China. They pretty much control China, though China is somewhat independent and has its nukes and plans to double deal as well. There are three power blocks. But China is more in bed with the globalists than Russia. Russia is somewhat in bed with them. And I've studied the whole history of it. That's why I'm against using radical Islamic al-Qaeda groups to destabilize Russia and take over a bunch of its former satellites and countries that are part of Russia proper for 1,000 years. What is known as, you know, the old Russian Empire and the proto-Russian Empire, if you go back close to 1,000 years ago, the Orthodox Church, basically, is Russia. And, of course, the communists tried to get rid of that when they were there. Now notice it's back and it's not state-run. So Russia is just rediscovering itself with all its problems but all its glory instead of being a Rothschild, Rockefeller-run fiefdom. And they've kicked out all the Rothschild fronts, and the Rothschilds sued British newspapers when they said that this oligarch was a Rothschild front and that oligarch was a Rockefeller front. They sued and went on in court for 3 years. They lost. And the court said, wow, this hearing and this trial actually found the claims were true. You are a puppet master. What does the spider want to do? It doesn't want to be revealed. Who did the Rothschilds fund? You can look it up. Adolf Alois Hitler. Not because they were Nazis. They had wrecked Europe before funding both sides. It's beyond the evil that we normally see. It's cold-blooded, scientific, look at the breaks in the pool game and decide that you're going to be both players or all three players or all four players. And the minute people get this, it'll be so simple but still so complex, you'll go, why didn't I ever see that before? See, we're supposed to take the side of the immigrants, and the media says, you know, if you have any Hispanic descent, you're supposed to just support totally open borders. When Latin American countries are having wars with each other all the time, they can't get along. Or you're supposed to take the side of, you know, let's kill all the brown people. No. You're supposed to rise above it, see the full spectrum, and then make the moral decision out of it. But people don't even know how to make decisions now. That's why they don't have geopolitical understanding, historical understanding, cultural understanding, spiritual understanding. And I come to the realization that even when I talk to big CEOs and really smart artists and famous people, I mean, some of the most famous people in the world I know personally, even bigger than the people you've heard on this show, by orders of magnitude, as big as it gets in Hollywood, as big as it gets in rock and roll. And they're smart, but they just go, I don't believe I can affect change, and it's too big, and they're mainly focused on their own hobbies. They know a lot of what I'm saying is true, but they just say there's nothing we can do. Or we'll see what happens. I'm glad you're there. But then I talk to the head of a major, you know, big five bank in confidence on an airplane in first class for 3 hours. And he said, well, I know you're somebody that keeps confidences. You want to really talk? Laughing at me. And he said, the public will adapt to being slaves. You always thought of evolution, and I mean that in the sense of like cars evolve, folks, or ideas evolve. You always think of social evolution as something better. We think of it as something worse. And you will lose. Humanity has failed. And it was like I was talking to a space alien. His hair was perfect. His skin was perfect. Looked like he was 65 years old. His suit was perfect when he got up. He put his trench coat on. It was perfectly put on. And he just sat there with his briefcase under his arm and just laughed at me, looking me up and down when he walked off the plane. He was a general. And he was telling me, you have failed. He was a general of evil. And that bank supports open borders and gun control and everything else. And they want to bring down Russia. Well, let me tell you, you want to bring down Russia? Everything you do is evil. I'm against you. You want my guns? I can intellectually show why it's bad to turn my guns in, but I'm just automatically, no, I'm not turning my guns in. You want fake environmental groups to take private property away? I'm automatically against it. You want me to eat GMO? I'm automatically against it. You want open borders? I'm automatically against it. It's real simple. You're for it? I'm against it. Real simple. Default. Because you fundamentally are malfunctioning and are mentally ill to sit here and tell me that humanity has failed, humanity is over, and given up on everything. And you think you're going to get ahead by screwing everyone over and not giving them the tricks and not telling them the inside baseball and not telling them how the rabbit got pulled out of the hat? And then when they don't know and you've screwed them up from birth with weaponized television, you point your finger at them and say, look, they're a failure. That's all going to blow back on you and your family, and already has. And these guys don't even care about their kids. They'll have five kids and hope one of them turns out okay to run the empire. That's how the elite does it. You go out and you have five, six, seven kids. You just throw them out there into boarding schools and prep schools, and whichever one's the meanest and the smartest, you make the head of the empire, and then you don't even talk to the other ones. Because I'm able to run with the elite if I want to, and I've been around it, and I've seen it, folks, and it is the most cold-blooded, inhuman crap I have ever seen in my life. What do you think British royalty does? They don't even meet with most of the kids. They'll pick one or maybe two to run the show. And then they do that again like vampires, like head vampires, choosing the next head vampire. I will not be part of all this. And for all of you out there that want to be naive and say, oh, there's no New World Order and want to buy into that mind control, hey, that's your problem, okay? I'm going to go to break and come back with AJ in Ohio and James and Darlene and others. We're going to go to all of you coming up. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have a limited supply of the new silver bullet colloidal silver. The first batch came in. Certain number of thousands of bottles sold out in a month. Took us 2.5 months to get more of it in. It is the most powerful colloidal silver we could find from the most reputable laboratory in the country. And they don't even make it this strong. We said we want to go to the next level. And it's only $19.95. That's about half the price of silver, even close to this. That's what InfoWarsLife.com is about. It's about going over the top. We have nutraceuticals coming out next week, ladies and gentlemen, that similar formulas are $300 a bottle. Ours is going to be a fraction of that. and will change the industry forever if we're able to explain to people just how good a deal this is. Nutraceuticals, folks. Patented, certified stuff where we've got to pay $40 for one ingredient. You understand how powerful it is? We're coming out with something next week. The point is, the X2 iodine, there's nothing like it. It's incredible. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com. The silver bullet, nothing like it. Get your bottle before it sells out, InfoWarsLife.com. The lung cleanse, nothing like it. Get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. The super male vitality at InfoWarsLife.com, nothing like it. The super female vitality, nothing like it. And even better, it funds savage, hardcore, pro-liberty information warfare, InfoWars.com. Get your supply today.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I went in that whole rant earlier. Alex Jones back live, folks, who just joined us, about why I'm against attacking Russia. The West is trying to overthrow the Russian government. The West is trying to put horrible new governments in. The prime minister just stepped down, and he's got all these Nazi ties, and that government's collapsing. They destabilize that country. That's immoral. That's not America's job, and it's not America doing it. It's American money doing it, and then it's in our name. There aren't many countries left that aren't under globalist control, and they're like firewalls. Once the globalists get full control, there's nowhere for Edward Snowden to run. I wish Guatemala was a free, beautiful country. I wish Nigeria was a free, beautiful country. I wish if there was a country of freedom-loving people that were with low crime and were happy, I wouldn't care if they were all brown. If I was a young man, I'd move there and marry a brown woman and have little brown kids if it was a free country. But it's not, ladies and gentlemen. Those places don't exist anymore. And Europe's becoming a tyranny. The whole world is falling to third world evil. And what is third world evil? It's colonialism. It's centralized control. It's barbarism, just like Europe was before the Renaissance. Freedom has been so rare. The Renaissance wasn't perfect, but it was better than what was there before 550 years ago. I want Renaissance. I want freedom. I want local shops, local businesses. I want local factories. I want decentralization. Everything the globalists sell is poverty and fraud down the road. You may get wealthy from it for a season, but the wages of the New World Order is serfdom. Let's go to AJ in Ohio. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I want Renaissance and freedom as well. The reason I'm calling, I just had two quick comments. The first one is you always say you have about a 95% accuracy rating. I'd say it's more like 98. However, I think you're kind of wrong about one thing this morning, and that is that they're going to vote to take our guns. But see, I've been studying this for about 8 years now, and I started listening to you about 3 years ago. I think God kind of put you in my path, and I think
Lot of way they're going after the guns. They're going to use bureaucracy. They're going to designate everybody as mentally ill. They're going to prohibit the firearms themselves and the manufacturers. They're going to ban them at the state level. I mean, there's a cocktail of ways they're going after the guns. Executive orders, banning importation. Okay, well, what do you think? How am I wrong?
I think the way that it's going to unfold is this. Okay, they're bringing in all the illegals and everything like that. And we all know that they're going to implode the economy. But I think the end game is this. Once the economy implodes, they're going to bring in the UN. And then it's going to be martial law. And at that point, they're not going to need the votes because UN's going to make the rules.
No, I agree with you. Or they'll nuke a city, and Obama says that's his main fear. Remember, I said the globalists are not below detonating a nuke and killing 200,000 people and radiating 5 million or 10 million to bring in total control. And everything they're doing is a huge preparation for that. And so, yeah, it's a collapsing Southwest. Nuke goes off in D.C., takes out a bunch of Congress. The globalists might even take out Obama and then make him some saint. I'm telling you, we're in deep trouble. I mean, can't you just feel the fact that the National Security Council and the globalists are just looking at all the scenarios to screw us over? They don't want to miss this opportunity to take over. And they know people are waking up to them. Man, I tell you, I can just feel it. I can feel it. I mean, we're in grave danger.
And I believe that right there, what you said, the nuke going off in the city, I believe that that's what they're going to do when it gets to this situation, when the UN takes over and it turns to revolution in this state, in this country.
Yeah, they're going to set nukes off and say the Patriots did it. U.S. Army soldiers following the George Washington Brigade hit D.C. with a 5 megaton low yield, taking out most of Congress during the State of the Union. I-4 forces striking back with the new Republic of Freedom, together with our allies from the South, are moving in on the bases that have broken away in the coup. I'm telling you, the sky's the limit. And there could be a double cross. I don't think it'll be Russia. They're massing Chinese troops and built the Chinese port in southern Mexico on the Pacific side. They're going to run a whole Chinese army right in here. And that's come out in federal documents. And then I see the whole thing. Everything But old CIA and FBI and Army officers told me when I was first on air, and I thought these guys were all nuts, even though they were who they said they were, it's really the plan. They're really going to break this country. And I mean, it's just so hellish. They plan on just getting rid of this country. I'm telling you, folks, they're going to just get rid of us in the New World Order. And the average idiot out there has no idea I'm not trying to scare him right now.
That's the funny thing that you should talk about the average idiot, because my second comment was this. I constantly am putting out, you know, I write my own articles and things like that. I'm a writer. So I've been putting things out on Facebook, trying to wake up all the people that I know, all my friends and everything like that. And of course, if it's not about kittens or, you know, I'm so West Side or whatever the things that they're doing now, it doesn't make a difference to them. So
because they're trendy and they're ready to be destroyed. They want to be slaves, and FEMA's building camps for them. Dr. Steve Pachenik's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, Dr. Steve Pachenik's our guest. Then we'll go to Darlene, James, Eddie, Dennis, Terrence, and others that are patiently holding. Dr. Steve Pachenik headed up psychological warfare operations for the State Department, worked with the CIA, Pentagon, helped found Delta Force with General Boykin. He's been a frequent guest here over the years. He first came out and said that Bin Laden was dead in 2002 on my show. Later came out on CBS News, what he talked about at the American Hospital. He predicted they had him on ice when rolling him out somewhere in the future for political gain. Now Cy Hirsch has come out saying the entire Bin Laden killing story was a fraud. And I've had Navy SEALs families on that died who were part of all that saying it was a total fraud and it was a Bin Laden double is what the SEALs have told them at that house. So it was a real firefight, but it was all staged. That's why they had to later kill most of that team that were witnesses to that and court-martial almost everybody on the ship that saw that nobody was dumped overboard. Just all a total hoax. People say, well, if that happened, folks would talk. They did talk. So Bochenik's given us a lot of key intel. He co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy as well, produced Hollywood movies. I want to get into his view on what's happening with ISIS, IS, all these different operations around the world, what's happening with Russia right now. But Steve, here's my issue, Dr. Bochenik. He's also a medical doctor and a psychiatrist. Separate from, I get the geopolitical breakup of these countries, but who runs our country are people targeting the Tea Party and targeting gun owners and setting up regular army for domestic operations and imploding the border and bringing in unlimited illegals and shutting down our power plants. I see the political elite energetically trying to sabotage this country and only promote different combines that are part, really, of the Democratic Party, in my view. And I know you're nonpartisan. I don't like the Republican leadership either. Politically, because you've been part of the CFR, you name it, in the past, you resigned out of it, Council on Foreign Relations, what do you think of Obama and this political elite and what they're doing domestically so we can then move to the international level? Dr. Bochenik, thanks for joining us.
Well, I think Obama is not a tutored individual in terms of domestic concerns. I think he has a staff that has not been performing very well, but to attribute a lot of nefarious deeds, and you know I've criticized Obama from the beginning with Dutan and Eric Holder and all that, I think we have to understand that there is a political elite, but it's really diverse. It goes from Silicon Valley to businessmen. It goes from the right wing to the left wing. So we're too big a country to be contained or suppressed. You know, I've said it from 9/11. That eventually the American public would understand what happened in 9/11. Bush and Cheney and the neocons would pay the price, and they are. We went from zero people understanding it to over 60% of the country in 13 years. Thanks to you, Alex, and the people in the alternative media, we got the truth out. The reality of the truth now is that FEMA is not as effective as they are. Obamacare is not going to work that effectively. A lot of the things that they've targeted has been overblown. But the reality of America is that we are very incredibly powerful as an entity. The people itself, we're diversified. We're located over a huge geographic expanse. We're multivariate. We contain over 100 different ethnic groups. And so it's very hard to begin to understand that Washington is becoming less and less relevant. What's becoming more relevant domestically, and this is what the American public has to understand through the Alex Jones Show, is the governors. And the Congress understands this. That's why congressmen are leaving, senators are leaving, even big business is leaving, because they have to devolve their power to the state level. The states are becoming incredibly more powerful. If the American public wants to be effective, they have to work for their governors, their local commissioners, their ward captains. That's where politics has been going. And I'm not concerned about the federal government at the local level or domestic. What I am concerned, and I think this is fair because everybody understood that I have criticized Obama domestically and foreign policy, but this past weekend has been an amazing turnaround in the Obama administration where he has to receive credit, at least from somebody like me who's worked for both Republicans and Democrats. And what happened, even with the Malaysian airline and the war in Gaza by the Israelis, is that Obama quietly allied himself with Iran. Now, that's 35 years that I've been waiting since I was involved in the Iran hostage siege where Jimmy Carter lost it, and we lost the embassy, we lost the Iranian influence. But in the meantime, Iran has been helping U.S. military forces for the past 10 years to assist us in Iraq and to assist us in Afghanistan. And more importantly, Iran has assisted us in evacuating from Iraq and Afghanistan. And quietly, Obama and the administration has recognized that fact and understand very well that Iran will be the dominant Middle Eastern power for the Shiites, and Turkey will be the dominant Middle East power for the Sunnis. Israel has become a strategic liability, as General Petraeus said 2 years ago, and it's evidencing it now with Hamas, which is not a war of terror. It is a major invasion into Gaza, and they have a major problem with not only Hamas, which they, by the way, created 25 years ago. They funded it, and they have all the Palestinian operatives who are in their prison, and they know that they've doubled them up. But they also know that Hezbollah is in the north in Lebanon, also funded by Iran. Israel failed in their intelligence. They knew very well that the arms were coming from Iran to Sudan, Egypt to Gaza. They waited. They had a year's worth of assessments on the tunnels. They knew the tunnels, but they didn't have a good assessment of the fighting capacity of Hamas, which turned out not to be terrorists, but insurgents who were fully armed, fully disciplined, extremely well organized, well armed, and Israel failed. And the reason it is failing is because every time an Israeli soldier dies, and this is not what I wish for, and I warn them, don't do this, it is equal to 30 American soldiers. So basically, 30 Israeli elite units of the Golani unit had died. That's 900 Special Forces American soldiers who have died in less than a week. That is not tenable for Israel. It's not tenable for the political legitimacy of the state, and Bibi has failed. He has failed in the same way historically that Moshe Dayan understood you have to make concessions. Even his mentor, Sharon, who didn't like Bibi and detested him and was far a greater military hero, said we have to pull out of Gaza. And in the same way that he failed when he invaded into Lebanon in 2006 and Hezbollah, with 800 soldiers, was able to decimate thousands of Israeli soldiers.
Dr. Pechenik, can I just add a point here? You know, I'm neutral on this. I understand it's a very diverse tribal warfare situation over there, and there's a lot of vitriol on both sides. But when I see the kind of Benjamin Netanyahu think tank groups attacking anybody, including Jews, who have any opinion on Israel outside of theirs, it concerns me because I don't have any ill will towards Israel. Israel's not going anywhere, has upwards of 800 nuclear weapons, high tech. And as you know, the globalists are playing a double game with the Palestinians, manipulating things for whatever strategy of tension. But when you start seeing Israeli professors in the news and Israelis cheering dead kids and, you know, saying, hey, let's rape Palestinian women, it's all, and these are real Israelis, not Palestinian operatives. If I was a Palestinian operative, I would pose as Jews and say these horrible things, losing a propaganda war. And that's what concerns me, because I don't want nuclear war. And Israel, more and more, the leadership is taking on a stubborn, obstinate invincibility attitude of we'll do whatever we want. And it really concerns me.
And the issue that I said is that they have a problem that's basically from immaturity in terms of a country that never developed. I'm a Holocaust Jew. Bibi knows very well that those of us who died in the Holocaust, including the Warsaw Ghetto, would never were co-opted by Zionism. And I grew up in the Beitar unit under Zev Jabotinsky, Menachem Begin. This is not the state that was created in terms of Judaism. This is a state that was created by Ben-Gurion in terms of a state of concept called Zionism, which Abbas, Hamas understands, the PLO understands, the British understand in America. What's happening now is Israel will lose its credibility as a Jewish state because most of the Jews in America and around the world will not accept the ignominious behavior of the Israelis continuously slaughtering innocent children and women. It's a repetition compulsion that they have been invested in. Now, let me put it in perspective. What you said is correct, Alex. Over the past 30 years, I was involved tangentially in taking down apartheid, but it was taken down by Bush and Baker quietly. So blacks in South Africa are in power. I was involved directly in taking down the Soviet Union 30 years ago under Reagan and Baker and Bush. And what happened? We didn't fire a shot. And yet the Soviet Union became Russia, and Russia is growing. We were involved directly under the Bush-Reagan administration and even Carter in allowing China to become an economic force and transforming from communism to basically capitalism. Now, you're telling me in 60 years with the greatest brain power that allegedly we Jews have, we have not been able to get away from this incredible, immature, psychotic pattern of behavior that Israel has to continuously fight against PLO, Hamas, Hezbollah, or anybody around them with this paranoid notion that they can't make peace. Yet we've been able, the United States and the Jews in America, as well as Christians and Muslims and others, have been able to incorporate peace all over the world, but not with Israel. So Israel is headed toward self-destruction, and that's really what you're saying. But more importantly, what Israel understands is that as Obama moves to Iran, and by the way, Obama is not anti-Semitic, because Rami Emanuel worked in the IDF and his father went into the Igor Tselumi. Rami Emanuel, Michelle's cousin, is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, the first black one. So any notion that he's anti-Semitic is nonsense. But strategically and in terms of tactics, the CIA, our military intelligence, were very effective in making an alliance with Iran. We will denuclearize their capability, making an alliance with Turkey, allowing Iraq to become what it should have been. And Biden, by the way, said it correctly years ago. It's a federalized country. That means we are taking apart, we, the United States of America, in its own power, is taking apart what the British and the French did in the Sykes-Picot Treaty of 1917, and that is we're taking apart Syria. Now you're going to have ISIS, which we have funded. That's part of Al-Qaeda. And by the way, Bibi Netanyahu has funded the Sunnis as well because he wants to get in there. And so every notion that Bibi is against terrorism is nonsense. Remember, he created Hamas. He's worked with the PLO. He's protected Arafat. And the Israelis have fought against Hezbollah, and now they make peace. So they have to come to peace. Now, the second part is, what countries have lost in all of this? Saudi Arabia, the creation of British intelligence, particularly Gertrude Bell and Lawrence of Arabia. And basically, this is Wahhabism, but it was never an effective country. Under the Soleimani Federation of Seven Sons, they have not been able to grow, develop, or develop.
Has Saudi Arabia figured out that large power blocks in the West plan on breaking their country up?
Well, they figured it out, and they're frightened. And what they're doing is helping Israel and basically encouraging Israel to attack the PLO, because Saudi Arabia has never, never cared about the Palestinians. Even when I worked on the West Bank and I went into the different Palestinian camps, the Saudis always used it as a pawn. So the hypocrisy of Saudi Arabia and the hypocrisy of setting up Al-Qaeda and Haqqani and funding all these right-wing extremist Sunni extremists is coming back to hurt Saudi Arabia. So we have effectively deflected entire Al-Qaeda, Haqqani networks against the Saudi Arabian machinery and royal house, which is really not an institution. And they will eventually devolve. They will be out of power because the eastern part of Saudi Arabia is run by Shiites. And there are now conflicts there. And Saudi Arabia understands that
it's 40%. Sure. Couldn't we just see overnight a collapse of Riyadh one day and the princes all in their big 777s running with all their loot to Paris?
Yes, they're all in Marbella. They have Swiss bank accounts. They're here in America. They're totally corrupt. They know it. We know it. The world knows it. But they're not a country. They were never a country. They were a centralized point of a very fundamentalist sect that didn't even really relate to the Quran, the Holy Quran. And they were called Wahhabis. And they claim they were the patrons or the guardians of Mecca, Medina.
All right, well, I get breaking up Iraq because it was always in three parts before. But here's my problem.
Yes, sir.
You don't use Islamic State, a bunch of crazies to do it who are blowing up all the churches. That makes the West just proves it's like using the Ring of Mordor. You cannot use the ring and have it turn into good.
I agree with you. Now, the issue of Christianity is something I brought up on your show 3 years ago, and I have asked the Coptics to prepare for this. I'd asked the Geneva Convention of Churches to be aware of this. No one stood up to defend the Christians in Syria or anywhere else in the Middle East, and I helped to write a book called Out of the Ashes, with the last Tom Clancy book, which has to do with the slaughter of the Christians. But that is not an issue of the ISIS. ISIS has been a product of the American, Israeli, and Sunni, Turkish, as well as Saudi Arabian involvement to create a caliphate where they can control some of Syria, break up Iraq, and then eventually they have to come to terms and peace with Jews and Christian minorities, which they're trying to do. I do not defend the caliphate, but basically what's happening is a total reorganization of the Middle East by America and the influence of this president and his vice president, Biden, who was accused by Robert Gates, the director of the CIA, as being stupid, General Stanley McChrystal as being stupid, and Petraeus. Yet this is the only man who predicted 10 to 20 years ago that we would have a breakup of Iraq. We were never going to build a nation in Iraq. We were never.
Sure, that's clearly been the plan, is getting it weak the whole time to do that.
I'm sorry?
I mean, clearly the plan has been get Iraq weak the whole time to do that. It's a clear program of balkanization.
Well, it was after the Bush-Cheney and the neocons. We wanted to break it up because it had no viability as a centralized organization.
All right, sir, we got to go to break. I want to come back and shift gears over to Russia and briefly find out what you think about the whole shoot down of the plane and get your perspective on that. But briefly, what do you think of them refusing to enforce border laws and just opening the border up wide open? I think Obama could use this as a crisis to power grab.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Obama really needs to have a power grab. He's already been in an executive expansion without a power grab. Basically, I always believe that these children should be brought back to their home countries. The real culprit in this is Mexico. Mexico should never have allowed them a transit point, because if I want to go into Mexico and become a Mexican citizen, it's almost impossible for an American.
No, I know. So why is Mexico doing that?
Because Mexico wants to put pressure on our borders for them to get more money for us to help them out financially.
No, that's it. They've been demanding a Marshall Plan, so they're holding us ransom.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's just all right there. Well, I can't argue with any of that.
Well, it's money.
Yeah.
Alex, it's always follow the money.
Cold, hard analysis with Steve Pachinik, a real spy master, on the phone with us. Whether you agree with him or disagree, it's definitely interesting to get his perspective. We'll be right back to get his take on MH17, where it's all going with Putin, and more. Then your phone calls and another guest straight ahead on this Thursday Live Edition.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
What if I say I will never surrender? Please don't forget this hour is brought to you by wonderful, very affordable, made in America, made in Texas, by veterans, Infidel Body Armor, infidelbodyarmor.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and check them out today, infidelbodyarmor.com or 888-608-6605. 20% off or $20 off, enter code Alex at checkout and receive free shipping on orders over $100 and $20 off with the code Alex at InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. Going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, thank you for giving us the perspective of what the establishment thinks they're doing with this, and I can agree with what you're saying because we can see it unfolding and see what the think tanks are saying, piecemeal, putting it together. But specifically with Russia and what's happening there, and George Soros and the rest of it over there, what do you think about what happened with MH17?
Well, I think MH, you know, first you have to remember, Malaysia is what I call a pimp country. It is run by the Genting Group, which is a huge investment in the United States. Again, it's money issues. They run the casinos in Miami, Pennsylvania, New York. They run the cruise ships, the Norwegian cruise ship, the Bimini line. They came out of the drug smuggling business. They're still a very, very nefarious country, which will do anything for money and will work with us or anybody else. So the issue of downplaying is not as significant to me as the issue of what it means in terms of the United States and Russia. But again, I hate to say this, but what Obama did on behalf of this administration was to create economic sanctions. Now, I agree with that because we don't need to go to war. Our country is tired of sending boys to Iraq and Afghanistan thanks to Bush and Cheney, who never went to war. But instead, we did something much more effective. We lowered the ruble. We forced an economic flood of money out of close to $100 billion of investment money out of Russia. We forced the indices of the market to go down. The Russians are hurting economically. They will hurt economically. And the reason we can do this is because the only product they can sell on the open market is $100 a barrel of oil. Now, having done that, what happens is Putin has been put up there by the CIA and other intelligence units. You got to understand, nothing happens in Russia or the world without our CIA and our intelligence community helping to put it there. And in the respect, we want Putin out. And what's happening is three divisions of his intelligence service, that's the FSB, which he was head of the KGB, and the SVR, which is their foreign intelligence, plus the GRU, their military intelligence, has been fighting over the fact that Putin has not been able to economically maintain a stability in Russia. And in turn, they're the ones who deal with the economic fallout because they're the ones who do anti-corruption work, but they are involved in corruption. And in turn, they're fighting among each other. And what you saw in the Ukraine was the GRU, FSB fighting among them, each other. It's very much like our military intelligence fights with the CIA, but much more lethal because the head of that is Putin. And Putin is hurting because we forced him to stretch out all the way into Ukraine. Remember, the Ukraine in and of itself has no basic value to us. In terms of strategic force structure, it really doesn't impact on Europe.
So it's a proxy war like Afghanistan.
Well, it's even less than that because Afghanistan was totally desolate. here we have a $15 billion liability. In other words, the minute we pick up the Ukraine, despite what everybody says, we have a dead asset that is not worth $15 billion. But we have...
Well, you can cut off Russian gas and then make them buy it from the U.S.
Well, we can do that, but that would be Cozabella. But we don't need...
Tell you what, Doc, do five more minutes with us, and I promise, callers, I'll get to you as well. You'll just be on with Professor Hamamoto. Darlene, Terrence, James, Dennis, Eddie, I'm going to get to all of you, so stay with us. Dr. Pachinik, stay there, back in 60 seconds. We'll let him put bookends on this. StevePachinik.com is his website. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got photos up on InfoWars.com taken by astronauts of rockets and explosions. Photos of it taken from space. Pretty chilling. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. Your calls are coming up. Doc, finishing up with what's happening with Putin. I mean, I know that there were deals with Yeltsin for the so-called collapse of the Soviet Union. I know that there were deals with Putin early on. Then he went after a bunch of the oligarchs, European oligarchs and others. And my whole issue is I don't really see Russia trying to expand anywhere. And I don't want a unipolar world. I want to see sovereign nations out there operating off their trade. I don't like communist China. That's who I really see as being just nightmarishly oppressive. I get they've got a huge population, but I mean, are you endorsing the toppling of Putin and putting something else in?
Yes, I think it's time for Putin to leave, but I don't have to endorse anything. Basically, what's happening is Putin has spent 14 years in the Soviet and Russian unit. He was trained by Marcus Wolf. By the way, he was a Jewish spy master who was appointed by Stalin and Marcus Wolf.
He was the head of the Stasi.
He was head of Stasi, but also, you have to understand, Putin was really trained by Stasi in East Germany. That's why he and Merkel really get along very well. But Putin has no strategic sense, and he is becoming too counterproductive to really world trade. And what we're interested in, and quite frankly, America's not interested in war, we're interested in world trade. And as you said, China is expanding very quickly. They're expanding in the Indian Ocean, the Middle East, and Africa, and world trade. And we want to compete with that. And
Hey, by the way, sometime I'll tell the whole audience a story. One time they said they wanted me on, like, Interfax, national Russian television. And when they punched up the Skype for the interview, the video feed was this big, giant government hall and all these, like, obvious FSB people, but like the brain bugs, not like the knuckle draggers, all, like, interrogating me. It wasn't for TV, asking about you and why you came on my show. And I said, I don't know. But then they started getting real paranoid, thinking I was an agent or something. What do you want to say to them?
Oh, I don't want to say anything. I want to say, it means all the best to you. You know what you have to do. You take out Putin, and the rest is you want your money, and you want to be able to come to the United States. You want to be able to come to Switzerland and Europe. So get rid of Putin. That's it.
Well, that was a couple of years ago that happened, but it was really weird.
Yeah, it continues. Alex, it's always continuing. Russia, since Catherine the Great, has always been an internal turmoil. And remember, the Soviet Union was 122 countries. Russian Federation is 11 time zones right now. It is huge. And Putin can't control it. I mean, economically, it has to develop beyond oil and gas, and it can't.
But the Russians like a strong man, and he makes them feel good. All the polls show that.
Well, that's up till now, until they get very hungry and they realize that they don't have the Germans coming in for technology. They don't have the American investments on technology to extract the oil out of the Barents Straits, and they don't have their access points out of the Crimea. Now, the one thing we did agree to when the takedown of the Soviet Union is that Crimea belongs to Russia. And we never argued over that point. And they knew that. The Russians know that. Unfortunately, we should never have ever made Crimea a point because that's their only exit point for their...
Well, no, it's meant to force them into a larger conflict.
That's correct. It was agitation propaganda. Rightfully or wrongfully, our CIA effectively created agitprop and economic... warfare.
Well, here's the deal. I don't like the government agitpropping my guns, my property, or my children. And that's why I don't like people running this country. And that's why, I just don't support anything they're up to.
Well, remember, we're a democracy and we were based on a revolution, Alex. That revolution is always innate in our genetic.
I agree. We should take the country back.
Well, we are taking it back. As I said to you, the devolution of power is negating the two parties. We don't need the Democrats and we don't need the Republicans. And quite frankly, we don't need the president.
This has been one of our best talks. Thank you, Dr. Steve Pachinik. Hope you're having a nice week. StevePachinik.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, we got Professor Hamamoto coming up. And if the callers want to hold, I promise I'll get to you. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Grubb. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For me and for you.
The sands of time for me
are running low. Running low. I saw Megadeth and Iron Maiden last year out at the racetrack. I was invited there by Dave Mustaine. And I gotta say, it was the best Megadeth concert I ever saw. Iron Maiden wasn't too good. But this is certainly a good song right here. I saw Iron Maiden when I was about 14. They were awesome. It's all how their sound is that night. That's an epic song right there. Running low. We just had Dr. Steve Pachinik on with us. What a character. That guy has been involved in almost everything. And with him on the air with us, you get a specific bird's eye view into the larger geopolitical operations that are being carried out. And just, yes, the West runs Al-Qaeda, yes, and ISIS, and yes, they're breaking the country up of Iraq, and yes, we helped put Putin in with deals with the Soviet Union in, you know, in the early 1990s, and now we've told him he has to go, and, you know, these three groups of the FSB know that's the thing to go, but the others don't. And I mean, that time, I was telling that story last hour, where I'd been on Russian TV probably, let's not exaggerate, 75 times. But I've been on Japanese TV probably 20, 30 times. British TV probably 40 times. You know, I've been on Canadian TV probably 30, 40 times. So I go on national TV if it's easy and quick. I don't go on Iranian TV because it's just a big hassle and I don't have time to do it. And they call me every day if I go on it. You know, they have that press TV thing. But this time they wanted me on national Russian TV, whatever the biggest channel was. It's a state-run one. And it goes to the Skype interview, and it wasn't an interview. I go, these aren't reporters. And it was all these obvious government people wanting to talk about Steve Pachinik with me. And I just, you know who he is. You know what he's done. Yeah, I get his view on things. Why does he talk to you? And they were asking me, you know, questions about him. And I said, look, I can't answer any questions about Steve Pachinik. And it was... Right after that, a bunch of stuff went on. But I tell you, they do not like Steve Pachinik. Because he's from Russia. He was like a Russian Jew that got grabbed. His family died in the concentration camps. He never even talks about that. But that's why when he criticizes Israel, people should listen. Because he's such just an interesting person and had a lot of tragedy in his life. So that's why we have him on the show. He's offered to come to town before if we don't show his face on air. But I don't think I want to get that deep into it. It'd be interesting to get him over here, though. I don't know why I'm going off into all that. The weirdness I've seen in 20 years of doing this show, it's just about 20 years now. In a few months, it'll be 20 years. I got to look up some of the history, but I think we should have like a celebration or something. 20 years of the info war. To not celebrate my show or even me, but, you know, the fact that we've had 20 years on air and had this big of an effect, it's a testament to everybody else's power. And that's really my goal here. Is to let you know historically through all cultures, but also now in this time that we live, that fortune favors the bold. And there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune, to quote William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the Charlton Heston that I just watched again the other night. But the fortune I'm looking for is not a bigger house or not the fanciest car. Though I do want that new 700 horsepower Dodge Challenger Stingray, but so affordable for the price, beats Lamborghinis and Ferraris, folks. And it's like $55,000. But side issue, I'm sorry, I got to go to our guest, and I apologize. The point here is that my brass ring is not money, and it's not success. I've had plenty of time to learn to not like being a public figure. any enjoyment of that has exited the building a long time ago. The narcissism has exited the building. And now, really, I just want the goal of empowering humanity. That's what thrills me, is teaching people things and learning things. I know that's what thrills people like Professor Hamamoto, who we're going to be talking to here in just a moment for the balance of the hour, and taking your phone calls. But long story short, what I'm getting at here is you have power. You can affect change. You've just got to have the courage to do it. Because if a ragtag guy from Texas with no fancy, you know, college education and really not a lot of connections could effectively reach 20 million people a week in the burgeoning new media that grew in the last 20 years, what could you do? And that's what Professor Daryl Hamamoto talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago when he was on with us. Very popular guest. I enjoyed talking to him. Was that the revolution, the true renaissance is here, and it is a velvet revolution of ideas. And he's hitting the barbed wire early and has been, I know, persecuted some at the university. He had him threaten to cut his pay because he's been the head of the Asian American Studies. He's the senior ranking professor in the Department of Asian American Studies. I won't go over his whole bio again. He's taught at the University of California, Davis for most of his academic career. He holds undergraduate and graduate degrees in political science, popular culture studies, and comparative culture. Hamamoto is a senior ranking professor in the Department of Asian American Studies. He's a recognized authority in U.S. media. You see him on national television. Popular culture and sexuality, having published extensively in these areas. He's a recipient of a Rockefeller Foundation Research Fellowship and is a Fulbright Scholar, Japan. His current project is a volume that outlines the principles of the New World Order theory and is directed in the current generation college university undergraduates in search of alternatives to the dominant foundation-guided corporatist curriculum. And so we have plenty of time with him. I'm going to skip this network break coming up. He's so polite, he'll pause constantly, and I'll rush in and take over like a wolf. But I want you to talk about whatever you want to first. Did you get any repercussions coming on? What do you make of all the stuff happening with Russia? What's your take on the border crisis expanding? Since you were on, it's confirmed it's premeditated. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. All the reactions and responses that I've been receiving have been 100% positive.
Wow.
That's unusual. I assume that the university administration is not paying much attention at this point. They're narrowly focused on eviscerating what remains of public education. And once they remove that, then the rest of the society will fall. And part of their strategy is this engineered border crisis that I will speak to today, hopefully, for your readers, for your viewers, nationally, internationally, add a little bit of insight, so far as academic research is concerned, to expand our critical lexicon here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because it goes beyond the term Cloward, or the phrase Cloward and Piven is a shorthand for this sort of left progressive strategy of intensifying conflict so that the economic system, the culture, society will implode, will self-destruct. And, of course, the objective here is to usher in some form of centralized corporatist government, socialist, if you will, government. This is classic Leninism, by the way, the notion that everything has to get worse before it gets better. This is the part that they leave out. So that's important. That's an important framework to understand. But I want to more specifically introduce another pair of ass clowns from academia by the name of Rosaldo and Ong. Rosaldo, Ong is spelled O-N-G. The Rosaldo element covers the Latino population of illegal aliens and the mass influx of population from Latin America. And the Ong component addresses the large influx of impoverished Asians, which are going to be the next phase of it. I don't know when that's going to happen. We're looking at Central American illegal aliens currently, but by and by there will be bringing in, that is the people who are orchestrating this, bring in large numbers of people from the probably the Western regions, the politically unstable regions of China. So what has happened in the academic world is that these foundations, many of which you have identified over the years in your program, the Rockefellers, the Soros, more recently the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, have been pouring in lots of money to social science departments, humanities, and for the most part, they own it lock, stock, and barrel. And they brought forth these two individuals. This person's name is Renato Dosaldo, formerly professor of anthropology at Stanford University in Palo Alto, right? This is Yale Skull and Bones West. Yeah, he was there. Now he's at NYU, New York University. He retired from Stanford. And what NYU does is they take retired professors from name brand prestigious institutions and they hire them and they start their second career there. And the other person is a little bit further up north, and that's sort of Silicon Information IT, Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove territory. Her name is Ai Wa Ong. She's a Malaysian Chinese, Straits Chinese, Pranangkan as they're referred to. She's also a professor of anthropology, but she is at UC Berkeley. Now, these two people, unbeknownst to the general American public, have articulated, they redefined what citizenship is. Very clever, very clever. They redefined it so that we have now two or three generations of university students, graduates and graduate students, professionals, people who are in public policy, attorneys, you name it, who have now been imbued with this this ideology that people like Rosaldo, and there are others as well. These are the two main people that I've identified, that Rosaldo and Ong have cultivated. All right. And remember, by the way, that Barama Mama, that's Barack Obama, I just kind of conflate his name to Barama. But Barama Mama, Stanley Ann Dunham, was also an anthropologist, was she not? She was a cultural anthropologist. She was trained as an anthropologist by the East-West Center, which has CIA connections, at the University of Hawaii. She was sent over to Indonesia to supposedly study indigenous cultures. And what happens is that research gets kicked up to the big boys, and they figure out how to go in there. They read the ethnological literature, and they can use that in order to destroy the indigenous culture so they can bring in their shock troops. Or
that's what they did. Right after she gave them the info, they engage in a bunch of extermination. Yeah,
absolutely. So you're already connecting the connections between the anthropological sciences, Rosaldo and Ong, and people like Dunham, who are more prominently known.
It'd be like space aliens if they wanted to take over, putting humanoids in to blend in and study things before they attack.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading Mongol history, culture, military strategy. They always had people, they didn't just come in there and charge in their Mongol ponies. They always had people going into the local culture, asking questions, fitting in, trading with them, gaining intelligence, identifying their vulnerabilities, learning a little bit of their language, their culture, their folkways, and then taking it back to the Great Khan. And then they would come in and invade. So this is a really old pattern, a strategy. And this is what's going on right now here in 2014. So what Rosaldo came up with is this notion of cultural citizenship. Cultural citizenship. Now, this is already beginning to destroy our common understanding of citizenship, which is black and white. Either you're a citizen or you're a non-citizen. And even further, this is a direct attack on the nation state. This is a direct attack and assault on this notion of national sovereignty. And as you spoke to it earlier in this very program, it's not really about borders. It's about national sovereignty. And to reiterate, to underscore what you said previously, why is national sovereignty important? Well, it is a firewall. It's a protection of Americans or any other nationalities against these global centralized banking families of ancient origins who want unipolar absolute power, whether it's orchestrated from the City of London, Geneva, one of their centers. And we're all going to suffer for it. I mean, if you think your government today is inaccessible, is not listening to you and is distant, and you think you're alienated now, just try to appeal for a redress of grievance to a global centralized government. It's going to be impossible.
When there's no borders, no one can communicate with each other, and they have little racial and ethnic leaders that are part of the new Politburo under the corporations who are exempt offshore. It's the ultimate form of neo-feudalism.
Absolutely. Yes. We're going back to the feudal model, the high-tech techno-fascist, as a friend of mine, Doug Pilner at UCLA, calls it, techno-fascist overlay in order to to manage this, which makes it much more difficult to...
I want you to continue to break down how they're redefining things and who these people are. Yes. This is important to actually see, you know, who these big foundations are funding and what their plan is. But after that, I just want to ask this now, but answer it now or later, because I don't want to interrupt you. But how do you communicate to people from Eastern Europe or people from Guatemala or people that grew up in dirt floor villages? How do you communicate with them this information when I'm talking to PhDs in sociology and they can't even understand it? It's all written, you know, in the globalist manuals. You've read them. You're smart. You get it. I've read them. I get it. But then it's so alien to the average person because they're not premeditatedly technocrats who see people as things to be programmed. I just don't know how. It's so simple, but it's also so complex.
Well, the average person and the audience that I'm trying to reach are undergraduates, either in the United States and the English-speaking world. These are the people that are going into the professions. These are the people who are the educators. And they have gone now through three or four generations, 4 or 5 years I count as a generation, of Rosaldo and Ong being programmed to accept this model of society and politics and government. They accept it. So what I'm trying to do is to identify the origins, the sources, and name names on who is responsible for this takeover in academic culture. And these are two individuals of a larger complex that's heavily funded. I'm just using them as a shorthand. So once we educate these new generations of undergraduates on, and of course they accept it blindly. These are professors and they have no frame of reference. So they just uncritically, ingest everything that these people are saying.
They're like sponges. So you're saying the answer is what you're doing. Be bold, you know, get threatened, but you're doing it. Go in and try to deprogram them because you're not even telling them your view. You're saying, here's the man behind the curtain. Look, they're saying it. They're saying it. So let's, I'm sorry to interrupt. Let's move on to the next person.
And there's a second part to it, which is what are the alternatives, which perhaps I can speak to at a later date. Maybe you can have me back on for a back-to-school special. I have a program that's going to rock the foundations of the University of California because it's not enough to just diagnose the problem. We also have to come up with solutions. So, yes, going back to your analogy of the sponge, what I'm trying to do is squeeze out all the dreck out of a SpongeBob and fill that sponge up with important information, like this notion of cultural citizenship. And what does it really mean to be an American, Honduran, a Russian, as opposed to being someone who's a Spanish-speaking person who happens to live in the United States, who's going to be part of this massive welfare system or part of Section 8 housing.
I was about to say, under this globalism, this cultural Marxism, this cultural citizenship, you really are like a refugee worldwide and have no rights, and that's what they're saying. And so these people literally are setting the new model. And it's a borderless, landless vagabond who doesn't even know how to work the system.
They are, and of course they're oblivious to this, but these illegal aliens are really, really vulnerable. They're like a mobile weaponized shock troops here, and they're going to have to do the bidding of the people that are controlling them, which will be primarily Latinas now for the Central Americans. And
it's a slave army.
It's a slave army. It's the reserve army that Marx wrote about. The lumpen proletariat, as we refer to it, that is used historically to destabilize regimes. They're the ones that have the pitchforks and the torches, too. But in this case, it's being directed against the middle class. So I'm addressing the middle class, the educated middle class, the undergraduates of the University of California, the University of Texas, all the great public institutions. And from there, we will educate the larger public just by being in administration and in government and the field of law and medicine, you name it, because the medical profession.
Professor,
really
something just clicked. Yes. Normally what you cover gets a lot of attention, and obviously your interview here got a lot of attention in the alternative press, the new press, but they're smart. They threatened to cut your pay or fire you or whatever. You didn't back down. You're a well-known figure, respected. Now they realize that didn't work, so they're trying to ignore this and hope that, because I can, obviously you're ready to be persecuted, you're ready to use them coming after you, as you said last time, to bring more attention to this authoritarianism, so they're being smart. They're choosing to fight when they want to fight, and I would imagine that'll come somewhere down the road against you. They'll come sneaking in the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, my back to school special is going to flesh them out. They're not going to be able to ignore my back to school special, which I'm going to roll out in about another 2 or 3 weeks, maybe, you know, right around the time that everybody's going back to school. Right now there's a vacuum, right? No one's paying attention. It's the summer break. But let me continue. That's Rosaldo, cultural citizenship. I'd like your viewers, your listeners to ponder that term. His innovation, and they're rewarded, of course. They're given status, they're given more grants, they're given prestigious academic posts, and they're even brought to Washington, D.C. to chit-chat with the political leaders and probably the intelligence community. So this was in 2003. It's relatively recent. This is why we're still talking about Cloward and Piven, when we should be talking about Rosaldo and Ong, right? Because, as it said, the generals are always fighting the last battle. This is the current battle. This is the battle that we're waging now is against the Rosaldo and Ong model, which is an extension of Cloward and Piven. Okay, let me move to Aihua Ong, who's another foreign-born intellectual. This is a model. They don't just cream and cultivate people from out of the country who are impoverished. They also like to cream intellectual labors like IT, information technology, computer technology. First it was Taiwan, then India, and now China. And the Silicon Valley people don't realize it yet, but they're also going to be looking for work, these engineers.
Stay there. Tell us about the other professor when we come back. Professor Hamamoto is our guest. Powerful information. And we're going to break down from an insider inside of it how this is working and the plan to bring in the North American Union and a planetary corporate-run fascist world government.
We're on the march. The empire's
with a bunch of idiot socialists.
Alex Jones working at the GCN bottom. Radio Network.
Living in 200 square foot shacks.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration time of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's so fascinating. I'm trying to not interrupt, but I am. I apologize. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who's one of the leaders and has been the head of the Department of Asian American Studies at UC Davis. And he's inside the system seeing all of this. And look, it's really very simple. And I know most of you know all this, but we have to reach out to middle-class people that can understand it. And to executives and to pastors and to cultural leaders and explain. Look, there's a sophisticated cultural modeling control system developed by the empires in the last, well, thousands of years. Julius Caesar wrote about it a lot, but really codified in the last 200 by the British Empire to administer and control countries along ethnic and religious balkanization lines. So to control that, they've artificially come in and put more of this in the name of political correctness, making it worse, selling it on the idea of equality of men. Just like the Illuminati said they would push equality, but actually their secret was they would use that to get control and then bring in inequality. So that's the name of the game, is they claim all this equality and fraternity of men and women, but when you look at what they do, they bring in dehumanization, dumbing down, deindustrialization, destabilization. And then, after they've cut your legs off, they give you crutches in Iraq or Libya, you name it, and say, see the favor we did. We burned your house down and then called a fire truck afterwards. So it is a very wicked management system, and it did not even get full power itself. The West had a little bit more freedom than other cultures, and in my view, and so it was able to produce more science and technology that was then hijacked, leveraged by a technocracy, and we're now a couple hundred years into this, and now we're going into the endgame stages. And you can debate politics all day and the window dressing of the false spectrum discussions, but you've got to pull the curtain back and look at the real machinery behind it and the little man running it, or there's no beating it. And that's why there's a compulsion to say, tinfoil hat. Or, you know, there's no world government, or there's no corruption, because they don't even want the debate to begin. There's no NSA watching you or listening. That's preposterous. Or, of course they're listening, and it's preposterous you don't like it. There's no police state. Okay, there is, but it's for your own good. This is a dehumanizing system. So I want to go back to Professor Daryl Hamamoto to be able to break this down and go over where he sees it's going, finish up with, you know, recap the first professor at NYU and then go to the other professor, because he's trying to introduce the term. We know about Cloward and Piven. That itself is just one popularized example of this thought of order out of chaos, this Leninist idea, destroy it, build it back up in their new image. So we're introducing the new current war, in his view, and I agree with him, what's currently happening, so we can identify it, educate others, be aware of it, and defeat it. They're trying to control the lexicon we use, a.k.a. Ingsoc, right out of 1984, where we can't even communicate with each other. When you hear Michelle Obama say, don't use the word bossy, that's not some Kurt Vonnegut satire. That's real. And they want you to learn that everyday words are bad and that you better only repeat what they say. And that's going to change day to day. As Karl Rove, bipartisan, told the New York Times, we control reality. We control the language. You will take whatever new reality we give you. We're talking about the end of free will. So I'm going to shut up. Professor, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, so far as the First Lady boy is concerned, her scolding us for using the term bossy, I have a suggestion for her. How about biatchi? Would that be better for the First Lady boy? I don't know. But anyway, let me finish up with Rosaldo here with this notion of cultural citizenship. Part of this is to completely undermine this notion of national sovereignty. And the implication that is that if you are a Spanish-speaking person, or if you're part of the National Council, La Raza, if you're part of the race, La Raza, or you are part of the people, then you are a citizen. The borders be damned. You are a citizen. You belong here. It's your birthright because you are part of this new reformulation of what citizenship is, cultural citizenship, quote unquote. 2003. It's important to understand the genesis of these terms because they leak into everyday discourse and they affect political policy. The second person I wanted to talk about, and she's handling the Asian end of it because that's going to be coming down the pike very soon. Large numbers of politically unstable, economically underdeveloped areas in China being brought into the United States. And they can dictate that to the United States because they own so much of our debt and they want some sort of exchange. And one of the exchanges can be the exportation of political dissent to the United States, which is only going to compound the problem. And they have a ready-made front here. They have a whole two or three generations of educated middle-class people in the professions who have been reading the work and worshiping the intellectual superstar, because these are superstars. Just like Hollywood, there's a star system in academia, believe it or not. We never hear about them, but there is one.
Sure, and then everyone else starts parroting what the superstar is,
exactly,
hoping they get a grant.
Right. They come from the elite institutions. They're the name brand marquee designer institutions. And every state university professor has to follow suit, or liberal arts colleges, down to the community college level. They set the tone, right? They're the head fish in the pilot fish school. So there's this person, her name's Aiwa Ong, O-N-G, and she came up with a similar concept, similar to Rosaldo, and she calls it flexible citizenship.
Oh.
Flexible citizenship, 1999. She wrote an entire foundation-funded book on it. This made her reputation. So it's flexible. If you break it down, it makes about as much sense as flexible pregnancy. Right. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You're either a citizen or you're a non-citizen. But by playing around with the language, Orwell calls it ingsoc. It's an old strategy. By reconceptualizing, remolding our perceptual basis, and then teaching generations of educated people that this is the way to go, then you have frozen any sort of discussion. And by the way, this is important. This is one of the reasons why, unlike the border agents, unlike the military, unlike growing numbers of individuals in all these important institutions, maybe even the majority of them now who are keyed in and are aware of the New World Order endgame, academia is utterly silent on this. This is the key reason, because we've already had two or three generations of undergraduates, graduate students, creating new generations of the professoriate who have monopolized any sort of discussion of this. And my function here is to put this out to the general public, to have them understand what they're paying for as far as their tuition is concerned, for their children to learn. So it's open kimono time, if you will, for here. I'm going to just open it up, full disclosure, and expose whatever I can from the inside of what the academic community has been doing to help usher in this New World Order endgame. It's a really, really crucial component. And it's so important that, as I mentioned last time, they even brought one of their top capos in, Janet Napolitano, to be the president of the University of California system in Oakland, California. So these are the two superstars in this framework. Now, there's another component, if I may change focus slightly, and that is what I alluded to earlier, and that's the GLBT agenda, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual. And it has nothing to do with preserving the rights, the dignity of any of these groups. This is just simply another power block that is being exploited by the Rockefeller Foundation, Soros, and whoever else that gives them money private corporations, you name it. It's a synthetically created, installed power block that's going to be, that already is in place, by the way. I've talked to other colleagues, and the upper-level administration is already stocked with individuals like this. And the reason being is that if you criticize any aspect of the curriculum, any of the superstars within the university system, or even trivial points like banning smoking on the campus entirely, even in your own car, then automatically you become a homophobe. And no one wants to be stigmatized or labeled as being anti-human or homophobic or racist, whatever it is. So that's the second phase. The first part was with putting in a person of color in presidency and saying, oh, well, you can't criticize them, otherwise you're a racist. So the GLBT agenda is installed. It's very much an extension of what is referred to in this critical community as the cultural Marxism. But again, cultural Marxism is an outdated phrase. It's fighting the last war. And just briefly, let me, like I did in the case of Rosaldo and Ong, identify three GLBT academic superstars that your viewers should be aware of. And they have had a huge, huge, huge impact on how the educated middle class, including its professionals, its attorneys, its physicians, its people in the sciences, they've had a huge impact, and there's very little discussion of these people in the larger society.
Professor, get into it. This is critical information.
Great. There's this one individual, her and him, because she goes by a dual gender identity. She goes by Jack/Judith Halberstam. She's at the University of Southern California, USC, or as we refer to it, the University of Spoiled Children. And she wrote a classic text called Female Masculinity, 1998. Talk about Baphomet, female masculinity. And she's talking about how gender roles are artificial, they're social constructions. And she lives her life and as a man/woman, if you want to look up her photos online, you can see what I mean. But so she's a key superstar. She has an endowed chair at the University of California. This is how they reward them. And again, this is nothing about being a transgender, transsexual, or being queer. It has nothing, very little to do with it. The second person is at the University of California, Berkeley. Her name's Judith Butler. She's famous for the incomprehensibility of her really arcane and abstruse writings, but her contribution is 1990. It's called Gender Trouble. And again, her attack is on these notions of man, of woman, of female, and male. This is the cultural assault on gender, on really on humanity, because they call it transhumanism or transsexualism, but it's really post-sexuality, post-humanism, where the state, after this point, takes control of reproduction and of sexuality in general.
And so for those that don't know, just to back you up, I mean, Huxley, yeah, whose brother ran the UN program, was the founder of the transhumanist movement. You have the pop transhumanism that sounds nice, but internally, it's Brave New World. They pick your sex. You go into puberty when you're 5, you're a drone, you're programmed. So they use the civil rights movement saying, let's be nice to people that are naturally this way or you know, have this right proclivity, or nice people, and let's hype it and then make it where people have to do what we want, because it's an engine pulling a whole political train that is a post-human world, and that's in all their text. They're not, yes, even hiding that, but then, no, they know that the average person isn't aware of this. It's just like the chemicals in the food and water with the frogs, you know, now having, quote, gender trouble. It's not that we're homophobic against gay frogs. They're not gay frogs, folks, like, you know, some Romans were, you know, one way or the other. The point is, that's always gone on. It is an artificiality being projected for an end of humanity scenario. That's their words, not ours. And I know you've studied it, so get into it.
That's precisely it. I mean, it's interesting that you picked up on the biochemical and the science behind this, because they are doing, in the humanities and the social science, what they're doing is providing cover for the re-engineering of the human endowment, male and female, through biochemical re-engineering through the BPA. You talk about it constantly in your program, and your guests speak to it. to these issues, but they're normalizing through their teaching. They are normalizing this post-human transgender reality that is a part of a biological programming that was announced in public by people like Aldous Huxley. It comes from the same branch. This is the most recent bud, the green bud of this eugenics tree that has been growing and growing since the time, at least, of Huxley. The third person, okay, we have Judith Butler, we've just finished up with here. The third person in this triumvirate is Eve Kosofsky Sedgwick, deceased. She was at Duke University, which was one of the capitals of quote-unquote literary theory, which is part of this, by the way. Maybe I can get into this later on. There was something called theory with a capital T that was imported from Europe in order to, neutralize any sort of political dissent or awareness that was coming out of the humanities, largely out of the anti-Vietnam War organization. So they brought in something from overseas, and Yale and places like Duke were instrumental in bringing this in. So her name is Sedgwick, deceased. She was at Duke University, made out of family tobacco money, you know, the Duke fortune. And then she wound up at the CUNY Graduate Center, City University of New York. And she is one of the kingpins, or queenpins, rather, of queer theory. And her classic text is was published in 1990, and the title there is The Epistemology of the Closet, right? The epistemology, this is the philosophical underpinnings of what later became queer theory, which again is, they view it as a standalone, but really it's an adjunct to this larger eugenics reengineering of the human species to move us into the post-human world. This is how it works. It's very subtle. It's incremental. It's part of this larger strategy of transformation. Of course, there'll be no resistance because there are no more men. And toward that end, I wanted to talk briefly about the Elliot Rodger situation. And out of respect to his family and to the victims, I won't go into the specifics of that scenario. I'm putting his name out there as being emblematic of what is happening at major institutions, as well as liberal arts colleges, community colleges all over the country. It's probably happening in Europe, Western Europe. It's happening in Japan. But you're seeing larger and larger numbers of male students who fit the Elliot Rodger prototype. They have severe gender confusion. Sometimes it's referred to as gender dysphoria. They're obsessed about it. They've been on psychotropics most of their life, and now they're being dosed heavily by these gender-bending hormones. And the university, instead of addressing these issues, because they manufacture these gender-bending hormones, because they are an adjunct of the pharmaceutical combine, they instead have put together university student services and counseling services to help serve as sort of the mission control therapeutic center to normalize this transformation. This is
all right. We'll be right back. Just like with breast cancer exploding because of the glyphosates, they make it about let's find a cure instead of finding out why it's exploding. They control the movement.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's the bottom line. There is a public agenda to end human fertility and to reprogram the population in preparation to phase out most of the population. And there are arguments to reduce the population out there, and there's a lot of problems with humanity. But there's the artificiality of trying to make us failures so that we can be controlled and dealt with more easily and removed by an elite who I see as at the bottom of the barrel for humanity. And that's where I leave it. It's just that as the infertility spikes, next it'll be, why are you against people that have infertility? They're in their own group now, too. So I've seen how the very groups behind so much of this will then manage the crises they've helped create, as the professor was just saying, and then they've dumbed the public down to just bleeding names like Double Plus Good, where there's not even a discussion of anything. It's just, you're a racist, or you're a blah, blah, blah. Well, meanwhile, all the real racism and stuff gets ignored. It really is a dumbing down. It's very dangerous. We'll have to have you back again soon, Professor. We're almost out of time. Got 3 or 4 minutes. Go ahead and finish up. Put bookends on what you've said so far today. And I hope you'll come back and premiere your back-to-school special here in the next 2-3 weeks on air with us.
I'd love to come back and roll that one out for the benefit of the University of California. Yes, we're heading in the name of queer theory and GLBT rights, which we all believe in, is sort of a civil protections right for anybody, for any individual of any orientation. In that guise, though, what's happening is that the end game of post-sexuality is slowly being realized. This is the goal, as you have spoken to it in your own documentary, Endgame. This helps realize this dream of authoritarians from Plato all the way to Darwin, and that is elite control of human reproduction. So hopefully today I just gave you a little bit of insight, a little bit of behind-the-scenes insight on how this is orchestrated in the academic curriculum and how generations of educated Americans and Western Europeans and overseas as well are being infused with this New World Order humanistic outlook, which is really anti-human.
What do your colleagues say? Because, I mean, they're smart. They all know this stuff's in the mainline literature. At the technocrat level, it's not hidden. I mean, what do they say to you?
When they speak to me, they look at me askance and I think that most of my opposition comes from my immediate colleagues because they've been bought off into it. They're smart, intelligent people, but like any other institution, the reigning operational philosophy is go along to get along. And this is true for academia, which is ironic because supposedly we're here in order to blaze new trails and come up with new insights and information so that we could help move our civilization a little bit further along here. But that doesn't it doesn't work that way in practice.
Well, there's the paradox. They're in their ivory towers, scared of you. But out in the open, what you're saying, you know, really people have been supportive. And so I think that's where the disconnect is. I don't think this overall program is going to go the way the technocrats thought.
I don't believe so. And that's why I'm going outside the tower. I'm going over their heads and going directly to the public. And I thank you for the opportunity to reach such large numbers of people, because this is how we are going to erode the foundations of this artificial ivory tower of Babel that has been erected. It's very, very vulnerable. And I'd like to leave on an optimistic note. The educated middle class historically around the world has never been larger. And that's why their control system, their Snoop systems, their IT, the NSA, that's why they're going to fail, because our intelligence and our will is far, far greater than theirs.
And that's not hype or a pep talk. It's true. That's why they're trying to move so quick right now, because they know they're in trouble. The human desire for true freedom is much stronger than their desire to control and dominate us. Professor, thank you so much for the time. Professor Hamamoto, I'm coming back in overdrive. Thank you to talk to Darlene, James, and Dennis. I appreciate you guys holding. Apologize to the other callers. I'll get to those three. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you know, we line up guests, and most talk shows would just hang up on the callers when a guest comes on, but I let folks hold if they want to stay with us to talk. So I kind of apologize, but also say, hey, I'm doing you a favor. My point is, I don't like making people hold, but I do. Darlene, thanks for holding. From Canada, then we'll go to Dennis and James. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for 8 years, and I believe they're going to let the border crisis get so bad that that's when they'll introduce the UN troops on Americans.
And well, the UN's already down there actually calling the shots. We have an article about that yesterday. So, no, I mean, I think this is just part of the process. I think you're right.
And it's going to be bad, so... probably by the spring, all hell's going to break loose. Thank you for everything you do, and God bless.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart, for holding. What a sweet lady. Let's talk to James in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. James, also a longtime listener. I'm also a Libertarian Party-endorsed candidate for Colorado State House Representative District 45.
Awesome.
I'd just like to briefly comment about the gun control issues going on in Colorado and the National Guard sent to Texas border by Governor Perry.
Go ahead.
In response for gun control in Colorado, is getting better, a lot better, outside of the Denver metro area, at least. The city that I live in, Castle Rock, their city council just recently voted to remove the ban on open carry in all public government buildings and city council meetings. If you remember, almost half of the city council said they were going to resign if the ban was removed. Well, they're all still there.
Well, I know this. We need to continue to move against all those legislators with recalls that voted for the gun ban.
Exactly. Also, in regards to the National Guards sent down to the Texas border by Governor Perry, what Perry needs to do is give the National Guards orders not to allow the feds to be even in the area that they're actively patrolling and guarding. You know, since they're being deployed by the governor himself, it's not a war activity. So the federal government and their federal agencies have zero authority to do anything. What needs to happen is Governor Perry and the Texas Guard need to restrain and just ignore any requests by these feds and federal agencies. You know,
they I know, but the Mexican government won't take the people back, so we can't just stick everybody in a prison camp indefinitely. You've got to have a way to deport them. So it's a very complex issue. It's the federal government has the jurisdiction to do this. This is one of the few things they're supposed to do. So, of course, they're not doing it. And you can't blame the Border Patrol. They've been ordered to stand down. I mean, they should speak up more, but they are speaking up. I appreciate your call. Interesting points, James. Dennis in Texas, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Yeah. What basically I wanted to speak about was something that I think is very much overlooked, and that is how much the church is involved in what's going on.
Oh, yeah, they're 501c3, faith-based initiative. First they made them, you know, anti-terror police, where the preacher watches their flock. Now Baptist churches, Catholic, you name it, they're the ones running the end of the country.
Yes, the Council of Churches. But the thing is the majority of the people coming out of Mexico and Central America is primarily Catholic.
Yep.
And the fact that the Pope, you know, and Obama met just before all this was rolled out, is that a coincidence? You know, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I know that the Catholic Church has a lot of constituents south of the border. I know the Catholic Church, depending on which branch of it, which bishop it is, are involved in this heavily. But it's being directed by the federal government. I mean, we can blame the Catholic Church if we want to. I think pressure should be put on them. But it's being directed by the 501c3, which was unconstitutional, that grew into clergy response teams, that's illegal, that's now grown into open federal funding of churches through faith-based initiatives that started under George Bush, that the Democrats just love. Whatever happened to the First Amendment, it went out the window.